download from Triple J.
For more music, current affairs, comedy and culture, triplej.net.au.
And now...
Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J Mornings with Zan.
You know, when it was really working, I would get more just kind of like sensations about things, not necessarily, you know, literal images.
So it's more of a mood than a specific image, a little bit more abstract.
I reckon when it's really working, I'm hopefully not thinking at all, you know, so it's just kind of like making yourself aware enough to be able to capture things as they come by, because there's a lot of subtle things that happen in a person's life that they can either ignore or they can, you know, they can look at them.
Behind the red door in American skin, there is a murder of roses, and in the midnight hits.
So you don't necessarily need to put yourself in a certain mood, a certain lighting, a certain kind of time and space to be writing this music?
I mean, I definitely don't think I could, you know, like, write a song that I would like in McDonald's, yeah. But I'm not going to say that I couldn't, you know. I mean, I definitely will, like, arrange a room a little bit. It's like that Leonard Cohen quote, you know, I choose the rooms I live in with great care. There is something. I mean, I feel like sometimes I get a little too finicky about it, but there just is, you know, different kinds of energy or whatever you want to call it in different rooms and different places. You know, it's palpable, you know, you don't really want to, like, sit under fluorescent lights at, like, a, you know, a puke green plastic table from IKEA, you know, to make something. It's nice to be surrounded by wood with, like, good light coming through a window, you know?
Originally from the south, and you're in Los Angeles at the moment, I imagine that you spend a lot of your life moving about. Does this album cover a lot of geographical space in terms of the writing and where you found yourself in writing the new stories on Believers?
Well, it seems like a lot of the mood from it is kind of like being stuck in between places, which is kind of like a feeling that happens when you're on tour. I was in Mississippi, in New York, in Los Angeles. But I don't know, a lot of that record feels like it's not anywhere, you know? I mean, more than the other ones. The other ones feel like they're more of a place or have a sound which could be tied to a specific spot on the map, but that record seems to exist kind of not on the map. I mean, you guys have a lot of surfing down there. Do you surf at all?
I don't surf, but everyone does surf here. There is a lot of surfing going on. Everyone pretty much lives around the coast.
Well, there's like this, you know, when you paddle out or whatever, you're waiting between sets. Like, when you're not busy, you're kind of sitting there, and especially if it's early in the morning or, like, the light's a certain way. There's something extremely tranquil and wonderful about it, but it's also a little odd, and at times can be, like, nerve-wracking, depending on what, you know, what your state of mind is. I mean, that's the only thing I can really liken it to. It's just this kind of feeling of being unmoored. But at the same time, there can be something thrilling about that, and it can also be beautiful, you know? I mean, it's like, I don't know, I've read stuff, people saying it, the record's like lonely sounding or whatever. I mean, there's a difference between lonely and alone, and I'm sure both of those things exist on the record. But I think you can find beauty in both of those things.
The producer for the first time in your solo work for this record, the first two AA Bondi albums were produced by you, but Rob Schnapp was the guy who helped you out this time, and he's worked with Elliot Smith and Beck in the past. What element did he add to your sound, and did the music change a lot when you were in the studio with him from those bare-bone recordings that you'd done by yourself?
I'm sure they did. I mean, you get a completely different energy when you record with people than when you're recording on your own. I just wanted the record to sound better, and I knew he could do that. And also, you know, we tend to laugh pretty good when we're making records, so I think it's nice to you know, be able to walk out of the room or have something to distract you when you get kind of bogged down chasing after something, because a lot of it is chasing after something. You know, songs that you think work really well in a room don't necessarily work really well when you record them, and you have to figure out how to make them work. It's all this weird stuff that I've never figured out and probably never will. I guess that's why I keep doing it. Watching the night slide.